too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, August the 6th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great week this week. We have so much to do. We call this Reaction Monday. I want to know what you think of the weekend. What do you think of the Clemson football news, South Carolina football news, and the practice news and notes that you heard? What do you think of any of the stuff you saw on Friday from Zach Smith, the Urban Meyer situation? What'd you think of the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies? Brian Dawkins tissue issue at my home. What'd you think of the PGA with the World Golf Championships, Justin Thomas winning there, Tiger and Rory not playing good on Sunday? What do you make of the PGA Championship, Belle Reve and St. Louis coming up this week? What'd you make of Clemson's new Nike deal? We can get to that a little bit. What'd you make of the MLB weekend? Red Sox sweep the Yankees. What'd you make of Mike Socia getting ready to retire, or Chase Elliott finally winning a NASCAR event at Watkins Glen? What'd you think? Let's think about a really cool weekend. And we actually had football this past weekend as well. Since we last talked, had a little pro football in there for you. So a lot to do today. Obviously we were out on Friday, so I want to get into more of the Urban Meyer situation. As some things kind of come to light a little bit, we'll do all that again. Zach was at practice on Friday. I think that's going to be segment two today, so looking forward to that. And so much more. I talked to about three or four people that went to the practice, and I had some thoughts on what they said as well. So a lot to do today. The most important thing that we do, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, though, El Capitan, captain of the ship, and watchless Eskimo brother today, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, it's good to hear.
Glad to hear it, too.
Welcome back to the Upstate.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Nice little trip down to Beaufort and back.
I had a great trip. I didn't play all that great. Thursday, I didn't play well at all. And it's one of those rounds where I didn't get anything out of it. Turned 75 and 81. Wasn't very good. And then Friday, I made five birdies. I played well. Just had a double and triple. Kind of just took care of that. That was that, as some people say. But had a great trip, great time. I got a funny story for you.
Okay.
It was a state am, right? And there's 150 players. I don't know how many players. 140, 150 players, and whatever. And I'm the third oldest guy there, right? It's all high school and college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And two things. One, during these rain delays, we had a three-hour delay one time and just a couple of delays in there, whatever. I'm sitting around, man, and I'm checking my Merrill Lynch account, and they're all playing Fortnite on their phones. I was like, there's a huge generation gap here, you know? They don't know who Merrill Lynch is. I don't know what Fortnite is.
Sure, sure.
But that's all they talk about, man. That's all these kids talk about is Fortnite. And I told you, I've seen it one time. My niece played it. I got to tell you, Video games have changed. Since when do you want to be bored out of your tears?
You think that's it, yeah?
You played it before?
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Does it take like 3 days to play like... See, to me, Grand Theft Auto, where you get to steal and rape and murder and there's drugs and prostitutes and everybody shooting everybody, that's the one thing. This Fortnite man just stand there and he sit there, oh, you gotta be quiet. Oh, is there something around here? I don't know, Becca. It's like, what? Let's go in there and just start shooting people or something.
I mean, you can. You can go that way. The games go a lot quicker. You die a lot faster if that's the case. But, it's fun. It's a good time.
My wife played, what's the big war game?
Call of Duty?
Yeah, Call of Duty. And she says what she does when she was playing it, she would just sit there and wait and let everybody kill each other. And then she'd come out. Like, okay, now let's move on to the next thing. It's like, but she'd hide behind a tree or a rock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It seemed like that's what Fortnite is. The other funny story from, and I never felt so old, was during the 3-hour rated lay on Friday, I'm sitting around, and there's parents out there with them as well. And this one guy comes up to me and goes, how'd your son play yesterday? That didn't make you feel old, huh? Well, no, it's just me, bud. Just me. Anyway, but no, we had a good trip. Came back Friday night and talked to you on the phone on the way back after watching you watching practice. I can't wait for segment two today.
Yeah, it should be nice.
Can't wait.
I'm interested to hear what other people had to say as well.
The only thing I'm more interested in segment two and your player evaluations is what you do this weekend.
Big weekend this weekend, of course, as all weekends are before football season starts. Ticking off the weekends here. Next weekend is we have a football game next weekend to watch, right?
Right.
We have stuff to have. Some kind of game is going to be on. Last time we had a football this weekend until February, so it's good to see that. This weekend was just about a little R&R, about taking care of some things around the house, taking care of some things I needed to do with some technology stuff. I had to go to the Apple store yesterday.
Visit the Genius Bar?
I did.
I offend them every time I go over there. I go, you guys don't look like geniuses, but.
You know what? I went in there with your previous stories in mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be a disaster.
That's where the guy says, look, man, I'd be a lot more worried about your computer if I didn't realize a third of the world's population is standing in line for rice and water right now.
Right. And they put me in a 2-hour and 25-minute to 2-hour and 55-minute, like, queue list, like a wait list. And I'm like, son of a gun.
Name another company out there that could have that kind of customer service and still be worth $1 trillion.
So... I needed to get this done. I needed a new battery and I needed a new charger for my laptop.
Okay.
And you can't buy. I needed it there. I didn't have any other options. That was what I had to do.
Can't order online.
No. So I waited. I waited 2 hours and 15 minutes. So they ended up getting me a little early, right? I get back.
And you're thankful for it.
And
it doesn't work.
I sit down. Guy comes over, he introduces himself, very nice guy.
Was he a genius?
He seemed like it. And he's talking to me, he asked me the problem, and I said, hey man, new battery today, a new charger. He said, oh sure, we'll help you out with that, it's not a problem. He takes down the serial number off the back of my laptop.
Mm-mm.
And old boy's head just drops after he puts his serial number in.
Oh no.
I go, what, man? He goes, listen, your computer is a 2011 MacBook. I got it when I started Clemson. He goes, we consider that vintage now, so we don't carry the parts for it anymore. I go, dude, I just waited 2 hours, 15 minutes to get in here. He's, man, I'm really, really sorry. And he points me in the direction of buying an aftermarket battery. But he was like really nice about it. So, I was like, all right, but I still need a charger. You have those? He goes, yeah, we have those. So, because they made those for up to 2013, which they can still sell that stuff. So I go to buy the charger. The lady comes over because, again, I'm really sorry. And I was like, listen, if you could just, I could have told you the 2011 MacBook. And I would have to wait 2 hours, right? Guy comes back as I'm being rung up. The lady goes, here, put your PIN number in. And I'm starting to enter my PIN number. He goes, hey, don't worry about it. This one's on us. And he gives me the charger for free.
That's nice.
To make up for it, which was fantastic.
That's nice of him.
So you know what?
What did it save you?
It saved me $84.
That's nice of him.
So I really, really appreciated that.
But let me ask you this.
And that was...
So you
that
can,
was
you
the
can,
way to go about business when there right. was a clear mess up on their end. So that was very much appreciated.
Now, let me ask you this. You can get an aftermarket battery somewhere.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed, you know, with Apple. If I get it and it's a piece of crap and it doesn't work, I'm out the, you know, whatever I spent on it. But there, it'll fall under their Apple Care kind of stuff. So that's why I went with there.
Now, name another company or another industry out there that could afford to do things like Apple does. Like, we are so addicted to Apple that we put up with the worst customer service and the worst. It's like, oh, that's okay.
You know what?
It's our privilege.
And yesterday, I could have walked out of there. They could have lost my business, and it wouldn't have made a dent in their sales.
No, they don't care.
But that guy went out of his way to make sure that didn't happen. Right. So I'm not going to knock anything on customer service for Apple because they were fantastic yesterday up in Greenville at A1 Mall.
I saw this over the weekend, that Apple now has reached $1 trillion in value. Did you see this? And it said that's higher than Florida's GDP, but that's compared to apples to oranges. Thank you very much.
Yeah, first company to reach $1 trillion in value. That's ridiculous.
But it's because, man, we just put up with it. It's like, yeah.
Well, we put up with it, and it's a superior product to what's on the market. It's fantastic.
Is it? Is it that much superior?
You have an iPad and an iPhone in front of you right now.
I do. You know why?
And listening with Apple earbuds.
That's true. All those are true. With that said, I went with a Samsung one time for a phone, and the phone was just as good or better. Mm. The reason I went back with a phone is because I wanted to sync everything to my iPad. That the iPad is what calls me back to the phone.
It's convenience.
The phone. It's convenience. Yeah, but the phone, man, they should have had if Samsung had a little better tablet, and it probably is good. You just don't want to hear about that. Anyway.
So that's what I did this weekend. That was my big story for the weekend.
Yeah. Text message extraordinaire says, I wait for hours to hear my funny text. Yeah, I'm still a customer. Touche, man. Touche, buddy. Touche.
Earl and Henry gets in really early this morning. Hey, y'all, can you give us an update on the AL East standings? How about that wild card?
We could do that, Earl. We could do that. But let me warn all Red Sox fans of this.
Mm.
Go ahead and get it out right now and enjoy the spoils. You're better than the Yankees right now. Okay? But remember this. That's just the battle. And we're wounded right now. We're not playing well right now. But that's just the battle. Because the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. And can you see a scenario out there where you say, hey, you know what? Okay, well, we won in August, but boy, they took care of us in October. Be careful.
Man, last night hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I went to bed. They got four runs. They're up by a couple. And I'm like, hey. We got Patances and Chapman coming out here. We'll be fine. This is okay. I'm going to get some shut-eye. Woke up. Red Sox walk it off.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
They're better than Clemson, dude, right now. I mean, not better than the Yankees. They're better than the Yankees right now.
Probably better than the Clemson baseball team.
Yeah, better than Clemson
baseball
too. They're better right now. No doubt about it. 100%. But you don't hang banners in August. Okay? Red Sox fans do. Let's see what happens when it all comes down in October. And right now, there doesn't seem to be any kind of hope at all that the Yankees can beat the Red Sox in October. But October's a long way away, and Aaron Judge is going to be back in the Yankee uniform by then. We'll see.
He will. He was shagging fly balls yesterday.
So we'll see. But go ahead and Earl and Henry, all you got, dig it now. Get it all in now. But he who laughs last, laughs loudest. And last year in the playoffs, we saw what happened. To the Red Sox, okay? Let's just make it very clear about that. Anyway, we have a ton of things to do today. I can't wait for segment two. I don't want to get too much into it without really... I don't want to dive too much into it right now because I only have a few minutes.
Sure.
You and I had a conversation Friday morning about the Urban Meyer stuff.
You wanted to do a show Friday morning.
I wanted to bad. And we should have. We could have because I was on the
By the way the phone call went, and then by me learning that you talked to Brad and Ben after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
For hours. I did a whole show with them.
I was like, why don't we just do a show?
All right. Here's my point about all that. All right. Number one, Zach Smith did himself no favors on SportsCenter. He looked like a dumb jock. That's what he looked like. Urban's comments were written professionally by somebody else and him gotten all of that. That didn't do him a whole lot of favors as well, right? So that wasn't a great weekend for their deal on there. But I go back to something circulated now on this website called Bucknuts. These Buckeye.
Whoa, what's it called?
Bucknuts. These Buckeye fanatics. And there's a bunch of rumors about her not being who the media portrays her to be. And so my point through all that was, I think Ohio State did the right thing. And it, let's wait and investigate. And I told you this. Now, there's here's an interesting concept here. Like, just for the sake of argument, let's assume that some of those Bucknuts things are true. She called the cops 66 times in 90 days. She gets caught drinking and driving all the time. She shows up drunk at Ohio State's practices now, threatening people. Let's assume a lot of that's true. But let's assume that one thing is true out of that rumor that's going around, that the Powell Police Department, there where they live, are going to support him rather than her. Would that change your opinion of Urban Meyer? And because those guys are the really one, I love this kind of thing that we be politically correct and we go, well, it's Urban Meyer's job to protect her. Well, it is, but it's really the police department's job. And if they side with him, like rumors are, like his attorney says, now whether it's true or not, you know, attorneys lie all the time, but his attorney says that the Powell Police Department will support him in their case. We'll see. But just for the sake of argument, if that is the case, just think about it. Can Ohio State be active, attack her in the environment of Me Too, or do they sound like, because even some of the things that come out now, people say, well, you know, still not make it right. It doesn't make it right. Can they, if they believe in Urban, can they stand up to the pressure in the environment that we're in today, and can they stand up and look pretty doggone bad in a lot of ways for doing it, and still kind of be right about what they're doing? Does that make sense at all?
They can go about backing their guy without bashing her, I think.
Right. And I believe that, but will they? Because you know what the easiest thing for Ohio State to do?
Wipe their hands of this and walk away.
Right, walk away.
They put a 2-week window on it, 14 days. They have the they put the goal out, and they're going to wrap up this Urban investigation.
I don't like that. Days. Because here's one of the things I ask. Can the police department cooperate with their investigation? Is it legal? Can they get all of the arrests information? Can they get all of the, can they interview all those police? Because can those guys legally comment on it, or do you have to let the case play out? See, that's one of the things that bothers me about the whole case is everybody's fired the guy already. And look, let me be very, very clear. I can't stand Ohio State.
Sure.
I can't stand Urban Meyer. And the idea that a man would ever, ever hit a woman is absolutely repulsive to me. It's one of the most sickening thoughts that anybody could have. But I in my head, I want to say, man, let's just get the facts of the case. Can you get the facts in 2 weeks? Because if you could, you'd go to court a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Because the two people in the case are still trying to get the facts of the case. I don't know. I'm very disappointed that we're going to rush to judgment through all this, and a man his reputation is going to be ruined. Maybe when the facts come out, we'll come on and go, man, you know what? Urban Meyer was a pig, and Urban Meyer could have done a lot more, and he is an absolute scumbag. Maybe. And I'll be the first to say that. But, Zach, is there a possibility that he's not?
Sure. There absolutely is a possibility that that's the case.
Because here's the thing. I hosted this show during the Duke lacrosse deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we fired that guy. And those guys were scumbags. And I can't believe those guys did that. And Duke lacrosse is one of the most disgusting things in the world. And then we later found out, you know what? All that wasn't true. And we convicted those guys. So, I don't see what's wrong with coming back, keeping him on suspension if you want to. I don't care what you do with that.
I don't see what's wrong with giving him the two, or it's going to be 2.5, almost 3 weeks by the time this whole thing is over.
Well, if they could talk to everybody they need to talk to make a decision, then 2 weeks is fine. But why?
They opened up an independent investigation for that reason only. They've dedicated man hours and resources towards that.
Am I right by saying, though, that there are some things you can talk about legally after a case is done compared to legally before a case is going to court?
So, like, you can't get access to the stuff that happened in 2009 with him. That stuff's been sealed. Get that.
Well,
you can't. It's sealed.
See, and that's not right. I want to find out what happened in 2009. But really, in 2009 does relate a little bit to Ohio State because, quite frankly, I'm not sure Urban Meyer shouldn't have hired the guy at Ohio State.
Sure.
But if what happened after that, what are we being portrayed right now? Is that a fireable offense to Urban Meyer? A guy that, you know what, from Clemson's standpoint, man, I hope they fire Urban Meyer. He's a thorn in Clemson's side in recruiting. I hate Ohio State. I wouldn't pull for Ohio State if you paid me. But I don't want to sit back and convict this guy because we rushed a judgment and because the mob mentality says this is what we have to do, if that makes sense. Because there is a possibility that a lot of the stuff that we're hearing right now is not true, right?
There is.
Okay.
And on both sides.
On both sides. That's exactly right. I would say that the truth probably falls somewhere in between. But by saying that, then, boy, you know.
So on 8/6/2018, at 6:23 in the morning, you still think he gets fired?
I think that first of all, I'm not convinced that he doesn't need to be fired. But also, too, I'm more convinced that Ohio State can't stand up, even if they don't think he needs to be fired.
So you don't think he comes back, is what I'm asking you?
I don't think he comes back.
I'm still in that camp as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. A lot to do, man. I want to talk a lot about that in the third segment or all that. A lot to do here today. Hey, my friends at Canty want to help you out when it comes to cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways or windows, chimneys are pulling away from your door, or chimneys pulling away from your home, I should say, bowing foundation walls or cracks in concrete or cement around driveways or pools or steps. Let them take care of it for you, Canty. Canty Foundation Repair, they're located here in South Carolina. They have great quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair anything that you need. And they do this, the first step is a free quote. So get in touch with them today, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more. It's the Mickey Plotter Show, more right after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Plotter here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin Man, rely on science.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Whoa, you have a problem.
Yeah, cockroaches.
Well, frogs do eat roaches. It's great that you tried to take care of it yourself, but I prefer using the latest science from our entomologists to customize a treatment for your home. It'll help get rid of the cockroaches without all the mess. Ooh, did that one just...
Yep, right into my cereal.
Orkin, pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Insanely clean carpets like no one else, like Zero Res has, only because Zero Res uses powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals, no lingering soap, and no lingering detergents to attract dirt. This technology means they sanitize, and it's safer for your pets, safer for your kids. So the highest approval rating by an independent cleaning service testing laboratory. Now, between now and the end of August, three rooms, $129. Mention my name, Mickey, and got a great deal for you. Get a free hallway, which is really cool. So get in touch with the folks at Zero Res, 558-7300, 864-558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. The segment two, the most important segment of the show, comes up now, Mr. Zachor.
Thank you, Mickey. Friday, first Clemson football practice. We went over to the facility over there on campus. We went and sat in for Radakovich's presser and Dabo's presser and listened to them answer questions about the Nike deal and the first day of practice and all that kind of good stuff. And it was all good. It was a lot of fun in the Paul Bistro, I believe they call it, in the indoor facility. Went in there, hit a couple balls on the old range inside, the old simulator.
You and a couple of Clemson legends.
Yeah, we did that. So that was cool. That was a lot of fun. Quackenbush was also there. Put one 6 inches from the hole on the simulator, which was fun to see. And after that, we went out to practice. Practice was packed, Mickey Plyler. There was everybody. Every media member was there. They had some group organization that was there as well. So there was a lot of you know, people on the sidelines watching. You've been to the first day of practice before. You're aware of the, you know, the tradition. The boys are back in town. They play that at the beginning of the practice. Yeah. They're all stretching. It was good. It was funny. It was an impressive looking team. First thoughts, first impressions when you walk into that facility, of course, it's fantastic. So the facility itself was great. The team itself is loose. They look like they're having a lot of fun, that they know how to go about their business. They know what business is. They know how to handle that. And they know they're better than you at it. That's what this team feels like right now.
Yeah.
This team feels like watching a 30 for 30 of the U. And you watch them, you know how good they are. They know how good they are. They're going to have fun regardless. And that's what they did. That was neat to see. Kelly Bryant looked loose, looked like he was fun again. He looked like he was enjoying himself, being around his teammates, being around football, and just enjoying the game. For me, at least, going around just in the stretching period, it was fun to watch the interactions between teammates. You know,
how do they remember all those handshakes?
I don't know, because Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, Dexter Lawrence, they have like 45 between them. Even Todd Bates is getting in on the action. There was a point during stretching that old Todd Bates, starts rumbling downhill, and they jumps up and gives a little chest pump with Cleveland Farrell in the middle of the field. The whole crowd, the whole team went nuts after it. It was really funny. Watching the rest of the team stretch, they're stretching their depth chart, you know, rankings right now, the order. So it's Kelly Bryant, it's Trevor Lawrence. Those guys, they're teammates, right? So they obviously have a cordial respect towards each other. But make no mistake about it, there is a competitive tension that is palpable when you're focusing on the two of them, and that extends to all access, all parts, and all you know, nooks and crannies of practice. Everything they do is a competition with one another, and it's just fascinating to watch. There's not a, you know, giant handshakes, no, you know, slapping hands, good job, way to go, pal, smack the helmet. Next in line, I'm going to try to be better than what you just did. And it's fun to watch, and that really showed itself on the field We got to watch 8 sessions of practice, which is more than we normally get to watch, which was a lot of fun. First couple were just, you know, running drills on bag drills and stuff like that. It wasn't too much to watch. When it came down to it, though, the last three sessions were throwing sessions, 2 wide receivers to line marks. And that's where we really saw the difference.
What?
The difference. both of them can throw that short stuff.
They didn't look different stretching?
The short. No, they didn't. Well, yes, they did, actually. They did.
They look different in running.
He's all business, man. He's not.
He.
Yeah. He's all business.
He is.
Yeah. Kelly Bryant is out there having a good. That's his thing, right? He's out there having a good time. He's dancing around, bopping to the music. That's what he does. Trevor Lawrence is all business all the time. I don't know if he smiled. He's locked in the entire time. The throwing was telling for me.
What did it tell you?
It tells me that Kelly Bryant, while having fun again, seems to be the same passer that he was last season. And some people may argue with you and tell you that he was fantastic last season. He was the highest rated deep ball thrower in the league, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. They both threw the short stuff reasonably well. You know, if you're going to nitpick at it, the placement was better from 16. It was a better ball coming out of his hands. The placement was better from 7 than it was from 2 in the short stuff. Chase Bryce had a very strong practice.
So the 13 quarterback throws it better than the first team quarterback?
He in the first day of practice against nobody with no pads on, the third team quarterback had better ball placement, in my opinion, yes. Mm-hmm. The intermediate to long routes is where everything got, you know, very interesting because, of course, you're seeing wide receivers run actual routes, not these little, you know, 2 yards in and out patterns or whatever they may have been. And it was interesting. It was interesting to see Kelly Bryant overthrow people again. It was interesting to see Trevor Lawrence put balls on the sideline where only his receiver could catch it, time in and time out. His ball looks different coming out of the hand. And take that with a grain of salt, I guess, because last year this time we went to that practice that was outdoors, and we saw Zarek Cooper light it up with his arm over there. But even now, his ball just looks different.
He lit it up with arm strength. He didn't light it up with arm accuracy.
That's true.
Okay.
It sounds different, looks different.
But Kelly Bryant won 12 games last year, Zach.
He did. And that's great. And
he's a great kid.
It's not a slight towards Kelly Bryant. It's just an observation of what I saw on Friday, that Trevor Lawrence is the real deal when it comes to throwing the ball. And it's evident even in the first practice, in the first no pads, you're going against nothing. You're just throwing it out there, and he executed at the highest level. He made mistakes. Of course he did. He's a freshman. He put one in the feet of, I think it was Brandon Galloway.
Yeah.
Might have been Mylon Richard.
Brandon Galloway.
And the very next time he came up.
I wasn't there to Brandon Galloway discuss him. Yeah. I've talked to people. I heard things.
The very next time he comes up, he put one through his, you know, face mask. He tried to, at least. It was an unbelievable throw right across the middle. It was just, when he didn't execute to the level that he wanted to, his next rep, his next opportunity to impress and improve himself was always executed to the highest degree. Kwok and I did a show on Friday, and Kwok made the statement, I don't think Trevor Lawrence has an average bone in his body, and he did nothing on Friday to make me believe otherwise.
I got a lot more questions.
I have a lot more observations,
well,
especially from around the team.
Well, let's hear them.
Receivers?
Yeah.
Dude, T. Higgins. T. Higgins looks good.
Teammate.
Yeah,
sweet
team. He looks a little bigger,
yeah.
But he hasn't lost the burst.
Right.
He was catching everything on Friday. He looks real good. It was exciting to see Amari Rodgers out there. Amari Rodgers, there's no reason he shouldn't have a monster year this year. He looks great. DeAndre Overton looks big. He looks prepared this season. The biggest takeaway from all of this was Justin Ross. Justin Ross looks like a man amongst boys in the wide receiver group. He looks bigger than T. Higgins to me. He looks the part. He sounds like the part. He plays like the part. He had one drop that I saw. Went over, did his push-ups, ran back into the line. He didn't seem out of you know, touch with any of the drills. He was into it. Dabo's in there coaching him up. You know, Dabo, the head coach of the football team, in with the wide receivers for a couple of sessions, working on footwork, coming off the line, that kind of stuff. And he's an explosive athlete. He looks, I don't even want to say it. He looks like Sammy Watkins. His freshman year is what he looks like. And that was...
not as fast, though.
Amazingly fun to be around.
Not as fast.
We didn't really see him open it up, so I have no idea if he's going to be as fast. I wouldn't assume so, but he looks as physically dominant as what Sammy did his freshman year.
All right.
What else did I see? Your boy Jackson Carmen moving very well at a slim 338.
I gotta say.
A slim.
You know, all this is just validating everything I told you.
Sure. Jackson Carmen, I saw him inside at first. I have never seen Jackson Carmen in person. He is not a small human being. He is a big old fella. But when he gets out on the field, he moves surprisingly well for a guy who's the second heaviest dude on the team. Look great. You can't tell a lot from the defense. Defense doesn't hit anything. They're not as sexy to watch in the first practice of the year with no pads on. So I didn't pay a lot of attention to the defense.
You're limited in your time.
But, yeah, we were limited in our time. So I took
some folks who did pay attention
to
defense.
A lot of the offense stuff.
I have some thoughts about defense people. Sure. We'll get to that coming up.
The questions and concerns, comments, what do you got?
Well, first, I talked to my college roommate yesterday, mm-hmm. David Godlock, who wore number 16 here. I talked to him Saturday night, as a matter of fact. He wore number 16 here as a player back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
We're not the only members of the media that feel the way we do about Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
Let me just put that out there.
Who?
I'm not going to tell
WCCP
every single name.
People?
Oh, yeah. And then a wide variety of all of the different outlets that we're covering.
Was Quark
practice
there?
And pressures? Yes.
Brad?
Yep.
Was Kelly there?
No, Kelly was in Texas this weekend.
Oh, no. So she'll still be a Kelly Bryant fan?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Nah. Anyway, my college roommate, mm-hmm. wore number 16 here. He informs me Saturday night that he's given Trevor permission to wear the jersey, but he doesn't have to wear a patch with it. So that was good. That was really good. I want to talk quarterbacks, obviously.
Sure.
Let me throw out, as I took notes on what I was told by other folks, that ETN looks bigger, stronger, that Feaster's in a yellow jersey, that Jalen Dixon looked really big. Like, he's over 200 pounds now.
Yep.
Like, he was 170-something pounds. Now he's 200. Heard good things about Kendrick. Good things about...
Darren Kendrick's fast.
Yeah, he is. Good things about Xavier Thomas. Good thing KJ Henry's 251 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Good things. Great news about Richard Yergin getting us a potential sixth year.
It's not potential. It's in, isn't it?
Well, he's still got to make sure that he wants to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because he's in grad school now. He might get 3 degrees when it's all said and done. great news about McMichael and Goodrich so far, moving around really, really well. Big, strong, physical, sure, and can move. Really, all the freshmen. Brandon Galloway looks really good from what I understand. Like a very athletic kid. Like a Jordan Leggett looking kid.
Brandon Galloway looks, yes, he looks athletic enough to be Jordan Leggett's like junior year.
Yeah.
He's not as good as Jordan Leggett's junior year.
Right.
But he looks athletically at or beyond that at the moment.
Heard all three place kickers look good.
Yep.
A lot of good out there.
Punting was okay.
Right.
Some were bombs.
We don't stink at punt.
Some were bombs. Others were not.
All right. So a lot to do. We got a lot to get into with
them. Oh, a ton to get into.
But I have quarterback question after quarterback question after quarterback question for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
And also I have thoughts about Jalen Hurts, who just laid it out there with the media. So we're getting to both of those. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. Everything you need when it comes to remodeling, you builders, you contractors, anything you need out there. So great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. This is an awesome company that does incredible things. I am a customer. I saw it firsthand. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time, and everything you'd ever need in building. Let that full service lumberyard take care of you. 353-5053 Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, harbinlumber.com. Did I say Brandon?
Yeah.
Galloway? I meant Braden. Braden Galloway. So Braden Galloway.
Braden, not Brandon. Just saying.
Idiot. Moron. Short break. We'll come back. I have a million and one quarterback questions for Zach Orr right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
The kick is up and it's good. Score big during August at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four of the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT tires and get a $70 rebate by mail. The Yokohama Avid Ascend GT is designed for shorter wet braking while still giving you a quiet, comfortable ride. Go see Joey Wellborn or Zach Garrison for complete details. Call them today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
I was skeptical at first, but I needed a change in my life. I was not happy. Let me tell you about the health there and a real story. My story. I'm a father and a husband, and I weighed nearly 400 pounds, had to use a CPAP machine, was on blood pressure medicine, had severe gout so bad that I ended up in the hospital a few times. I had back pain so severe that I could barely stand. Because of the health there, all that stuff is gone. I lost over 200 pounds of fat, and my wife is happy she got her old husband back. I'm living proof that with the right plan and the right team, you can change your life. I got on the right track when I found the health there. The health there is not a diet. It is a life-changing plan and team that can get you off those meds, lose the weight, and get you back to where you want to be. Don't wait any longer. Take the health there today, and in 90 days, you'll be telling your own story. I dare you.
Book your complimentary consultation with the health there today. Go to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com. idaregreenville.com.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-60.
Monthly test of the emergency alert system. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as a tornado watch, tornado warning, flash flood warning, or a hurricane warning, official messages would have followed the alert tones. This station serves the state of South Carolina and the Columbia area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Take a
every morning, man. I need that every morning. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. All right. Let me get straight to it. We call this Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text, tweets. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our Northern Communication phone line. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Joe is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging through that break, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How you guys doing, man?
We're very blessed. Hope you are too.
I just want to say a couple of things, and I'm going to get off the air and listen to your response. I consider this quarterback competition to when Deshaun Watson was there with Colt Stout. And even though Colt Stout was a more experienced quarterback, Deshaun Watson was the better quarterback. And I do believe once Trevor Lawrence gets in the game, he's not coming out. Kelly Bryant is going to be the same Kelly Bryant when it comes to passing the ball. You are what you are. That's just how it is in football sometimes. Some guys can make a change and get better at passing the ball, and some guys just can't. What we saw in the spring game was not something out the blue. That's just how it's going to be. And to have all those wide receivers that Clemson has, there's no way in the world they're going to keep Trevor Lawrence on the sideline and not keep these guys the ball to make plays. I just don't see it. Kelly Bryant is Kelly Bryant. I mean, he can win us a lot of games by running the ball and doing that little short stuff. But if they mean what they say, that they're going to go down the field with the ball, that's telling you Trevor Lawrence will be in the game and probably will not come out.
Joe, I agree with you. I think that Kelly Bryant will start, and I think Kelly Bryant will play. But the longer we see Trevor Lawrence in the game, the longer that gap will appear. Like what Zach saw on Friday, what the coaches saw all in spring practice, what we saw all summer long, we'll continue to see in fall camp. And we'll see it in September, October, November. The longer he's in there, the more obvious it's going to be. And I read a quote this weekend from Tony Elliott. And he said, our offense is built around pushing the ball downfield. And if that is, which I believe it is, but if that is the case, then that's going to make itself pretty obvious as well. One guy's going to be able to push it downfield a lot better than the other guy. And I think it's going to become pretty doggone obvious at some point in time, probably in September, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I mean, it's not against Charlie Bryant.
No.
But the spring game showed that he still hasn't improved, and this young cat, he's gonna come in and he's gonna throw the ball. He got too many wide receivers, man.
Right.
There's too many.
Totally agree, Joe. Appreciate the phone call. Don't know what happened to him there, but something happened to my phone lines over here. Totally agree, 100%. Couldn't agree more. Look, the bottom line is, Kelly Bryant's a great kid, and he's a really good quarterback, and he won 12 games last year, and he's awesome. That's great. But this is 2018, and the best player is going to play. Right? And the best part of this team still is Hunter Renfro and T. Higgins and Justin Ross and DeAndre Overton. Best part of this team is still Kendrick and Amari Rodgers. You got to get the ball in those guys' hands and get in their hands in more ways than just slinging out there in the flats and just throwing underneath stuff. This offense will be better when those guys get the ball downfield, and Etienne's a better running back, and all the tight ends are better players too. So it just makes sense to me, at least. All right, Zach, you ready for my questions?
Yeah, of course.
Can you see a difference on the underneath balls? Or can everybody throw an underneath ball?
Everybody can throw an underneath ball.
Did you see it on the intermediate balls?
Yes.
Did you see it on the deep balls?
It was glaringly obvious on the deep balls.
Arm strength or accuracy or both?
Accuracy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kelly's got the arm. He just overthrows him.
Yeah. Overthrows it, not underthrow it.
He overthrows it.
Right. Did the players I mean, any notice in anything else around him with that?
Did I notice any of the players' reactions to who was taking reps at the quarterback position?
Right.
No.
All right, you made a point, and you don't have to call names on this thing, but you made a point that members of the media saw it.
Let's say that there is, let's say in this season, there's 15 people covering that event. I would say probably 6 to 7 of them had private conversations around to each other, under their breath off the field, that this kid is real. There's no way he's not going to play. Those are the conversations happening on the sidelines.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been telling you this, and you kept showing me that little glimpse of doubt in your eye, that glimmer of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling you this and telling you this and telling you this.
Listen.
You finally believe me?
You could be right. There's a good chance you're probably right. But at the same time, you know, we're a couple practices in. I only saw 8 sessions on Friday. He could have completely fell off the face of the earth after those 8 sessions.
Yeah.
And Kelly Bryant could have dominated the rest of it. I don't know.
We got a text that said, was Xavier Cooper throw it better than Deshaun Watson? No, he didn't. And not one person said he did.
Zarek Cooper had a
stronger arm than Deshaun Watson.
Unbelievable arm.
He had a stronger arm.
The practice we went to, he threw it better than Kelly Bryant that day, not Deshaun Watson. Deshaun was already off campus at that point. So, I mean, yeah.
Two text questions here.
You're all over that, pal.
One, hey, Zach, did Trevor seem like he was having fun at times and not just, I don't know, miserable? Did he seem to enjoy his interaction with players? I don't see him being miserable. He seemed very businesslike.
He's not
miserable, but he's not a demonstrative jump up and down, call attention to me
guy.
I think
that's going to be something that people probably have a bit of pushback on at first. You're coming off of Deshaun Watson and then maybe coming off of Kelly Bryant, who have been both similar in their stances towards, you know, you kind of being real loose and having fun with it before games and even during games, kind of, you know, dancing around, whatever they're going to do. You're not going to see that from Trevor Lawrence. He is approaching this with it was almost like a professional kind of attitude. It was, this is my job. I'm going to come out here. I want to be the best in my job. And I don't have time to be dancing around, to be, you know, high-fiving everybody here, there, and everywhere. It's just not, it doesn't seem like that's who he is. And people are probably going to struggle with that at first, I think.
Kramer says, Cardinals sin in our programs when you overthrow a deep ball with our guys. That's right. You don't overthrow the deep ball to T. Higgins. You underthrow it. He's 6'5". He goes up and gets it. Those guys, Overton goes up and get, those guys go up and get the ball. You underthrow the deep ball, not overthrow the deep ball. That's a good point there.
Kelly Bryant was overthrowing Hunter Renfro.
I think there's some pressure, too, that he feels through some of that.
Hey, there was a clap in the hand. There was frustration showing after consecutive overthrows.
Right.
You know, that's good. That's nothing. It could be nothing. It could be something. I'm just reporting what I saw. 3 scouts in attendance already. First practice of the year, you have NFL teams in attendance, which was interesting to see.
Yeah.
Houston, the Falcons, and somebody else. I can't remember who the other one was.
All right. It's just an interesting text right here. Scott in Greenwood. Scott, I don't know you. I'm not picking on you.
Well, good morning, Scott. Thanks for getting in so far.
Scott says, what happens when Lawrence fails? How many years will it take the fan base to recover from this long-term obsession? Scott, either you're a Gamecock or you're a miserable, miserable personality in that when he fails. What would make you think he would fail, Scott? He's the number one player in the country coming out. He's the number one ranked quarterback of all time, according to Rivals.com. I've told you on the show how I've had college coaches tell me he's the best football player he's ever seen. And your question is, what happened when he fails? Well, how long would it take to recover from this long-term obsession? What would make you think, like, why would you go into it thinking the guy's going to fail? Zach, am I making any sense here? Do you know anybody in the right mind, anybody who's not biased against Clemson, to go, man, Trevor Lawrence is going to fail?
No.
Okay. Why in the world would you think? That's like saying, who's a stunning male or female supermodel, Zach Ormistor, 24?
I'm not too keen on the model
one.
World.
Just give me one, like, the most beautiful lady in the history of the world, whatever. Who is
it? I know a supermodel was Kate Upton at one point.
At what time would you go, man, what happens when Kate Upton gets ugly? Like in her prime, would you go, oh, man, she's going to get old and wrinkly one day?
Yep.
Really? That's the way you're going to think about it? Feel free, bro. Knock yourself out. I'm out. You know? Just feel free. just, but I can't go into it thinking that, that it's going to get bad. And I get this one more than any time, more than anything else out there.
What's that?
About the spring game one. I got to find the spring game one. About, you can't judge anything on the spring game. Well, because he had T. Higgins and the other one didn't have T. Higgins. Well, you can. And if you had T. Higgins, it wouldn't have utilized the way the other one utilized. Right? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Right. And look, there's just an idea. I mean, you got to cut it loose and you got to get the ball downfield. I don't care who you're throwing it to.
He's the best deep ball thrower in the league.
What?
That's what we've been told, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Kelly Bryant was the best deep ball thrower in the league last year. That's what we've been force-fed this summer.
Right. Right.
Pro Football Focus, man.
Right.
Look it up.
Right. Texas, any chance that other players want Bryant to start over Lawrence and some internal issues arise if Lawrence is a tab starter? Well, a couple things there quickly. One, players don't decide who starts. Coaches make that decision. And two, the players want to see the best player play. And so, yeah, some of the seniors are probably...
There's something to be said for their guy, though.
Yeah, I've been around him a long time, all this kind of stuff. But there's also something to be said for the best player playing. And if you're a wide receiver, who would you want to be the quarterback?
That's true.
Okay. If you're a running back, which one do you want to be the quarterback?
If you're a defensive end and you're one of your best boys is a starting quarterback, you probably want him to play, though.
Yeah, but in the end, you still want the best player to play.
I understand.
Because you want to win a national championship.
I'm with you.
PrimeLendingSC.com. Speaking of the best of the business is Mark Hawkins and the great team at Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. It is our great friends at Prime Lending. They want to help you out with great rates, with really just walking you through it, making it simple, listening to you, learning more about you and your situation, and then structuring a loan is going to be